The Art of Work by Vance Neudorf, Section 11. They say a wise youth makes a better leader than a foolish old king who no longer listens to counsel. Even though the youth was born in poverty and came from the prison to the palace, everyone followed the youth instead of the king. A great crowd praised that young man, but later they were no longer pleased with him as their leader. Pursuing fame is as futile as running after the wind. In section 10, we listen to Kohelet commend working together, and that naturally takes him to what we often consider the pinnacle of human cooperation, our government. We gather together around a common cause, and we promote a member of the group to the position of the leader in hopes that we will together improve our lives. We will get ahead as a collective group. If we all work together, we can make life better for everyone. Well, at least the ones at the top of the pecking order. But as Kohelet will note throughout his writings, government is flawed at best and often corrupted as the desire to gain more flows through us all. Even the wisest leaders can become foolish in their decisions when they lose sight of the reason they were put in leadership. Kohelet has observed this ongoing leadership cycle just as he observed the cycles in nature. A new leader rises from among the general population, and because of this position, they understand the issues the people are facing. So the masses clamor for the new leader to replace the old one that is no longer listening to them. And the new leader is put in place, but in a very short time, the people lose faith in the new leader, and then they start looking for someone else. For those who have been involved in politics or leadership roles, this is a reminder there is nothing lasting to be gained from working in this realm. In leadership, the hero of today is the zero of tomorrow. Monuments raised in your honor will be smashed to pieces by those that come later. And trying to hold on to fame and power is as futile as trying to hold on to the wind. It's a cycle as old as time, and yet we do it over and over again in our hope for a better world. It's a powerful force that cannot be eliminated. We may be banned from Eden, but the breezes from that place of pure relationship and trouble-free work blow past us and remind us of what could be. We were created for Eden, but our world is now plagued by problems and pain. And that tension is going to be an ongoing source of difficulty, as we will see in the days to come. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. Please forward this on to others and check out my website, artofwork.ca. Thank you for listening.